Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Wrestling Uncensored. Tonight on the show, we're previewing the Royal Rumble. We are recapping tonight's SmackDown, and we're watching AEW Rampage live. We are live. Let's do it. We're doing it. Johnny. My God.
What's up?
When's the last time you had a haircut?
I like long hair. When's the last time you had a haircut? Probably this week.
Yeah, a few days ago.
Yeah, it looks like it.
You look shaggy, my friend. Shaggy.
Sometimes you have long hair. Does your brother have long hair?
Yeah, and I keep telling him to cut it.
Nah, that's great. Gotta keep it going.
Cut your hair.
Your son looks better, too, with long hair.
He looks good, but it gets in his eyes. Shout out to Silent by Deadly, dropping a super chat before the show even started. Thank you, Silent. Shout out to Ryan Katz checking us out. Shout out to everybody watching live.
Super chat.
There you go.
That's nice. Nice start.
Big show coming up tomorrow night. It's the Royal Rumble. We're going to be on right after the Rumble. Don't forget to like this video, subscribe to the channel, and click the bell so you get those notifications every time we're on. Because we will be on tomorrow night after the Rumble. And you want to know. You want to know when we're on. And also, Sasha Lagarde there becoming a member of the team. You want to become a member, go to join.ringsidereport.net. Become a member. And you'll be able to call in and talk to us tomorrow after the Rumble. I think I can do a thing, maybe. Yeah, look at that. Members can call us tomorrow night. So wait for me to give the go-ahead and give you the go-ahead to call and somebody will be able to call in and bada bing, bada boom, you're on the show and you get to talk to John. You can talk to him about
his
hair.
This is after the Rumble, correct?
Yeah. After the Rumble.
People can say what they want about my hair. I'm not going to always agree with everyone's comments, but that's fine.
Sure. Open forum here tomorrow night after the Rumble. I'll be here, my brother will be here, Johnny North will be here, and we'll be watching the Royal Rumble. And afterwards, we'll be on here talking to you. Little Rumble, post-Rumble stuff, and we're going to preview the Rumble here tonight, give you our picks. And I think I might have to change my pick, John. I think I might be going with you. Before we do that, though, I just want to mention I'm watching AEW Rampage. And I don't know if you heard the Max Caster rap promo that he did to Jon Moxley. Tremendous stuff. Really good.
Yeah, it was good, but he didn't say anything about him being in rehab. And I'm not surprised by that.
Well, no.
But
it's not something you want to make fun of. But he said, your wife, tell her to call me. Your book puts people to sleep. The network says watch your mouth. It was good stuff.
But just him not being around for a while, he probably should have said something about that. You know, like just you being rusty or something. Like he kind of looks different too.
Maybe.
But yeah, they didn't want to touch that.
No, I think it's kind of not where you want to go. Probably safer that way. But I thought the promo was very good. I love the Acclaimed and the little rap promos that Caster does. I'm watching Anthony Bowens wrestle Jon Moxley right now. In a match that's gone through a commercial break. Lasting a little bit longer than I thought it would. But hey, we've got some matches to go. Jade Cargill will be taking on Julia Hart later on. Jade will be defending her TBS championship. So that taking place, I think, in the main event tonight. Moxley opens up the show. Jade is the main event.
I think the tag title is probably the main event.
Jade is the main event of every show she's on. You know it, and I know it. Everybody loves Jade Cargill. What did you think of SmackDown tonight?
To me, it felt like they know they have a big show tomorrow, probably one of their best shows of the year, and wasn't a great show tonight, unfortunately. That's what happens, I find, when they have big shows. Some of these lead-up shows, they just kind of phone it in, or I don't know if they like just execute poorly or something. Like I thought some ideas were good, it just poorly done. Sadly, tonight.
What was that opening promo?
Oh, well, there was that. That was pretty bad.
I mean, that's how the show started, right? What was that? Charlotte Flair comes in. She talks about winning the Rumble. Yeah, that's fine at that point. I got no problem. And then Shayna right. Baszler comes out, and you're like, where's she been? She's like, I'm going to win the Rumble, and I'm going to challenge you, Charlotte, and I'm going to beat you at Mania. Okay. And then Aaliyah shows up, and she's got an Aaliyah 317 shirt, kind of like Austin 316, but it's Aaliyah 317 because she beat Natty in 3.17 seconds last week.
That's right.
Yep. So she's got a 317 shirt, which is pretty good, but not as good as Sean Spears' Just Swing It shirt, kind of like The Rock's Just Bring It shirt. Kind of similar. It's funny. We talked about that, what, on Wednesday? I saw Sean Spears wearing a Just Swing It shirt, and now Aaliyah comes out with a Aaliyah 317 shirt. Everybody's trying to be Austin or The Rock, stealing their T-shirt ideas.
Well, best wrestlers of the last, like, 20 years makes sense.
Of course. Yeah, yeah. It's just weird. In the same week, we see it. Aaliyah talks about being in her first Rumble and competing at her first WrestleMania, and then Natalia comes out, and she's like, Aaliyah, you beat me last week. It was a fluke. And then Shotzi comes out and says some things, and then Sasha Banks makes her return. I guess that was the point of this promo, to promote the Rumble and to have Sasha Banks come out. But, like, she says, I'm back, the boss is back, and she slaps Charlotte, and Charlotte falls over. But wouldn't this have been better to save it for the Rumble?
Well, here's the thing about that. I think they have too many surprises that it wouldn't have made her surprise a big deal if so many people come back just randomly in the Rumble, right? They wanted to give her an actual moment, which was right here. I just thought it felt kind of awkward because I don't know about you. Like, she comes out. Has a promo, talks about how, like, she wants to showcase herself, but then she gets on the ring apron, and then everyone else starts brawling, and then once everyone else is stopped, then she gets in the ring, and then beats up Charlotte. That seemed like the most awkward thing in the world.
It was weird. I don't know why she left the ring when everybody started fighting. Sasha slaps Charlotte and then leaves the ring for some reason, stands on the apron while Shayna and Shotzi fight, and Natty fights Aaliyah. And then Natty hits a clothesline on Charlotte, knocks her down again. And that allowed Charlotte to take her shoes off because she was wearing some really high heels and she needed to do some wrestling. So she took her shoes off. And Sasha's just watching all this go down. And Shayna took...
Super chat.
Thank you for that. Shayna takes Shotzi out of the ring. Aaliyah takes Natty out of the ring. And then Aaliyah drops Shayna out of the ring. Charlotte hits a big boot on Aaliyah, and then Sasha comes in and catches a kick from Charlotte and tosses Charlotte over the top rope. But yeah, Sasha did nothing. I'm thinking maybe Sasha may... She can't still be hurt if she's going to be in the Rumble, because she was hurt, right? And to me, the only... Because she didn't do anything. She didn't take anything. Maybe she's still a bit hurt, but they want her for the Rumble, so they don't want to risk her doing too much here. Like, I don't know. I don't understand why Sasha, in her comeback here, just stood on the ring apron, waiting for everybody to kind of do their thing. My God. Waiting for everybody to do their thing, and then jumps in and... put Charlotte over the top rope because, hey, it's the Rumble tomorrow night. It was weird. Sasha maybe still hurt, but how could they, I mean, have her in the Rumble, you know? It's weird.
Well, it's just weird when you see something like that. Like, when someone says, like, hey, I want to fight, and they just go on the ring apron afterwards, it's like, what the heck is that? Like, and you're the babyface, too. Like, maybe a heel, like, I kind of understand, but... That just was very awkward to me. And, like, there's pretty much all heels, in my opinion, in the ring. Like, I guess Aaliyah's supposed to be a face, but by that promo, like, she seems to be a heel, in my opinion. The way she talks.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really paying attention to what Aaliyah is. I don't care. Who cares about Aaliyah?
Well, I'm just saying there was no baby faces to me in that ring, pretty much.
You know? What can you say about Aaliyah? AJ, nothing but a number. At first you don't succeed, dust yourself off and try again. That's the other Aaliyah. I'm getting confused. John, these references are going right over Johnny's head, and I'm sure a lot of people's heads. But someone out there is watching this show who knows Aaliyah and is liking it. Aaliyah was great. You know Aaliyah, the musical artist? Rest in peace, Aaliyah. Aaliyah was fantastic. Do you know who Aaliyah is? Aaliyah with Timbaland and Missy Elliott. You know? She was married to R. Kelly. She was like very young.
I heard of. That's about it. Never heard any music though.
Oh, she's good. Very good. We need a resolution. Good song, John. Check it out. I'm a big fan of Aaliyah. I thought she was great. Shout out to Antoinette. I'm sure Antoinette knows about Aaliyah. Antoinette knows about stuff like this.
A lot of noises tonight.
Yeah.
It's good. People are excited.
People are excited about the Rumble. Antoinette dropped in a super chat, says, good evening, guys, from our beautiful Ottawa. Oh. Antoinette, usually in Toronto, coming to us from Ottawa tonight. Roshan checking in. He's very excited about the Royal Rumble match. Shout out to Roshan. Thank you for checking us out on Facebook tonight. We're on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch here on the Ringside Report Network. We will be live right after the Rumble tomorrow night. Yeah, Antoinette knows about Aaliyah. Silent by Deadly says Bianca or Paige will win the Royal Rumble. Paige is in the Royal Rumble. Is Paige in the Rumble, John? Is that going to be one of the surprises? You're saying there's going to be a lot of surprises in the Women's Rumble. When you say that, I'm thinking mostly about Ronda Rousey. There's been a lot of talk about Ronda Rousey being in the Rumble and potentially winning it. At this point, that feels like the one, right? Ronda, Bayley perhaps coming back. Sasha's not a surprise anymore. Paige would be a massive surprise if she does come back and return from her injury. I don't know.
Well, there's Asuka, too. People have been talking about that.
Oh, yes. No one's ready for Asuka. Maybe they bring Toni Storm back. Where's Toni Storm? She hasn't shown up anywhere. Is it possible she comes back?
Well, she's still at 90 days, right? So I think that's what, end of February at least?
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a while. But they said Ivory apparently has been seen around the area. So possibly get something like that.
Okay.
But I think we already have enough surprises in a sense. They already announced all the cool surprises in a sense. Like, what, isn't there like over 20 announced already for the Women's Rumble?
I will tell you right now, the Women's Royal Rumble has 20.
This is Caitlyn, apparently, their headline said right there.
Huh, Caitlyn. All right. 23 out of the 30 entrants have been announced. Rhea Ripley, Nikki Ash, Dana Brooke, Carmella, Zelina, Tamina, Shotzi, Natty, Aaliyah, Naomi, Shayna, Charlotte, Nikki Bella, Brie Bella, Lita, Michelle McCool, Kelly Kelly, Summer Rae, Mickie James, Bianca Belair, Liv Morgan, Sasha Banks, and Sonya Deville. Sonya announcing tonight that she will be in the Rumble. So 23. So that means, let's see if we can do the math here, John. If we have 30 participants and 23 of them have been announced, that means...
Super chat.
If I have this correct, I think 7, right? Did you get to the same math there as I did, John? 7? 7 mystery...
Yeah,
obviously 7. I'm kidding around. I'm not that dumb. thank you, Harold Schneider. He says, I'd be very surprised to see Ronda, but I would be happy if she were there. Harold Schneider dropping a super chat. Harold and Silent in the lead for the Super Chat Leaders of the Night tonight. Thank you, guys. A lot of talk about Ronda. 7. So let's figure out the 7, John. Let's name the 7 in the Women's Rumble that have not been announced. Caitlyn, Ivory, Ronda Rousey.
Yeah. Right.
Bayley, Asuka, Asuka, or Oscar, as you call her.
The Grouch.
Yeah. So, okay. 2 more. Who else?
Rochelle Gonzalez from NXT.
Okay. Raquel Gonzalez, isn't it?
You can say both ways.
I don't think so. What are you, AJ?
Yeah, you can. AJ gave me the okay on this one.
I think it's Raquel Gonzalez. Okay, Raquel Gonzalez, and maybe somebody else from NXT. Io Shirai, the genius of the sky, or something.
I think more like Mandy Rose, but yeah, sure, why not?
Mm. Dakota Kai?
Something, you know? Like, does it really matter who, really? They're not going to win.
No, it doesn't really matter. Who wins? If Ronda's in, she wins.
Uh-huh.
Right?
I think for sure. Slam dunk, yeah.
So is that what you're going with or what?
Yep.
Oh. All right. Well, I agree. I think I'm going to agree with
you. Okay. Power of Ronda.
Yeah.
Unites everyone.
I mean, Ronda, right? If it's Ronda, then Ronda. If Ronda's in it, then for sure you got to go with Ronda. I think I can get some betting odds for you if you want.
Well, I kind of don't care what the odds are. If Ronda's rumored to be there, like, I put it all on Ronda. It doesn't matter if the odds are against her or not.
Right now, Ronda Rousey minus 250, the favorite to win. Bianca Belair plus 450. Alexa Bliss plus 900. Bayley plus 1,000. Rhea Ripley plus 1,000. Asuka plus 1,000. And then it goes on from there. So Ronda, a favorite to win. Yeah. I mean, if Ronda's in it, Ronda versus Becky at WrestleMania, and Charlotte versus, are you ready for this, John? Naomi.
Well, I'm just trying to see Naomi. Wow, that's surprising.
I saw a commercial for the March 6th house show that they're doing here in Montreal. March 6th, about a month before WrestleMania, a little less. And it's Charlotte versus Naomi for the title. They're advertising.
Okay. Makes sense.
Does it?
Well, she just beat Sonya, right? So, like, the next thing should be her going for the title.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get that. She's not going to win, obviously. She's, like, the in-between before she faces Sasha. But, you know, she's that feud, I guess.
Do you think it'll be Naomi and Charlotte at WrestleMania? Or Sasha Charlotte at WrestleMania? But it's weird.
Probably
that,
Sasha.
It's weird that they're advertising Naomi. Like, why wouldn't it be Sasha at that point wrestling Charlotte on March 6th on a house show? If they're doing the match at Mania, you think usually they do it on the house shows leading up? I thought that was strange, Naomi Charlotte being advertised.
Yeah, but, like, who knows if they're going to have a spot on the Saudi Arabia show, right? So right. Maybe that match is going to be a big SmackDown show instead. And judging by tonight, she definitely needs the rep. So, yeah, I would definitely have her do house show matches to get ready for that. Because that's what they should have done tonight, because it clearly didn't.
Oof. That Saudi Arabia show, John, that Saudi Arabia show is 2 weeks away.
Crazy.
Well, I guess 3 weeks technically, but as far as, I guess three Raws and two SmackDowns. I don't know what they're doing for the SmackDown the day before the Saudi Arabia show. I don't know if they have it booked. I don't know if they're even doing a SmackDown. Because I can't find
any. They're smart, they tape it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it might be taped because I can't find any information on what they're doing for the 18th of February SmackDown. But that Saudi Arabia show is like a three-week turnover from the Rumble. They're not wasting any time for the Elimination Chamber. So we're both going with Ronda Rousey to win the Women's Royal Rumble. I can't believe we are agreeing on this. And you know what, John? I think we're going to go with two former UFC champions to win the Rumbles this year. I think Brock Lesnar is going to win the Men's Rumble. I think you're right.
It's changed. Why? Why
I don't
did it
know.
Change?
Just, I don't believe that the WWE will do anything that makes any kind of sense. There's just a few things, right? I thought Big E or Kevin Owens had a shot. I thought Kevin Owens, you know, his whole program with Seth Rollins and Big E being the former WWE champion, if Seth Rollins wrestled Roman Reigns and beat him at the Rumble, then you could move on and have the winner of the Rumble go on to face Seth, and that could be Kevin or Big E, and it would make a lot of sense, and then Roman could go on to face Brock.
Right.
But tonight on SmackDown, they officially announced that Big E is now on SmackDown. So
it's probably because Xavier's hurt.
Right. So now he's just with Kofi. They're a team because Kofi has to be a tag team with the New Day for some reason. And Big E now is just in there as a replacement because they have no plans for Big E to win the Rumble, to be a big star on Raw, to do anything. He had his WWE title run. They ended it, and that's it. He's in a tag team with Kofi again. And that's where I see it right now. Big E's got – he just got moved to SmackDown. So he's not winning the Rumble to face Seth. Seth would be the Raw champion, I guess.
Right? Well, that's the plan. That's what he says, right?
Yeah. So Big E's not winning because he just got moved to SmackDown. And Kevin just keeps doing these matches with Damian Priest, and Damian Priest is the U.S. champion. And I feel like they'll never really give anything that big like the Rumble to Kevin. And also, in the WWE, what is this show about? What is the whole company about? It's about Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns.
Right.
So Brock will lose somehow to Bobby Lashley. I don't know how they're going to pull. I don't know how they're going to pull that off. But Brock, I think, loses to Bobby and enters the Rumble, wins the Rumble as a late entrant, and goes on to face the Universal Champion Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. The promo from Seth tonight, you know, just kind of going on and on. This was the main event of SmackDown. Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins doing a face-to-face promo. And Seth kind of going on and on about how Roman's done everything but beat him when it counts. And I beat you here, and I beat you here, and I hit you in the back with the shield. And Roman's still mad about that. And this is all about getting that win back for Roman, because you have to keep building Roman until he's ridiculously strong. I mean, already he's at this Superman level, and they're just continuing to build him. So I think he beats Seth. And I think that Brock wins the Rumble, because that's what the WWE does. They just make it all about these two guys and this one match, and screw everybody else because they don't matter. The guys that matter are Brock and Roman, and everybody else, they're just bit players in this game. And as unfortunate as it is, I think it would be much better if Seth beats Roman tomorrow, Kevin wins the Rumble, and we do Kevin versus Seth, and Roman wins an Elimination Chamber match to face the WWE champion Brock Lesnar at Mania. That's what I would do. But the WWE never does what I would do at the Royal Rumble. Never. Why would they do it this year? So my prediction is sad. It makes me sad because they don't need it. They don't need to give Brock the Rumble win. They don't need to have Roman beat Seth too. They don't need to do all this, especially when Seth is the only other guy that's credible in the WWE to potentially beat Roman. Roman doesn't need to beat him clean right now in this match that they just kind of put together because they had nothing else for Roman at the Royal Rumble. This should be a big match built up for, you know, WrestleMania in 2024 at this point. Do Roman Rock next year and then do Roman Seth the year after. But they're not doing that. They're doing it now, and Roman's just going to win because that's what WWE does. The whole show is about Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar, and they're going to make the whole Royal Rumble about Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar to build up that one match for WrestleMania. It sucks, but I think it's what they're going to do. It's just such a WWE thing, right? It's what you predicted, John, and I think you're right. I think it's unfortunate, but I think you're correct. You've watched enough WWE, you know what they do.
The only thing I'm wondering right now is the whole Brock and the Lashley match, because we do have the Elimination Chamber Saudi Arabia, and Brock is scheduled to appear, or he is announced for that event. So he doesn't really need to lose the championship here. He could lose the championship in the Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
So that could very well happen. I just feel Bobby, it makes sense here because it kind of, he goes down, but then in the end, he still wins and in the Rumble. So it tells a better story, but he could very well just retain as well. So, but I think it should go to Bobby. I think it just makes more sense for the story.
Betting odds I have here have Brock Lesnar -140 to win. Bobby Lashley +100. Brock just a slight favorite over Bobby. So this one kind of a toss-up. People don't really know where to go. Roman Reigns is a big favorite, -300 to win. Seth Rollins +200. Roman not as big a favorite as Becky Lynch, who is -2,000 to beat Doudrop, which, yeah, right? Roman's favorite to win over Seth, but Becky is, you know, for sure winning. Yeah, that's how I see it playing out. I think Roman beats Seth. Brock maybe loses to Lashley or maybe not. But then, here's the thing. If Brock doesn't lose to Lashley, he doesn't enter the Rumble. Right?
Well, the thing,
because they still have to set up Roman versus Brock. You think he beats Bobby and enters the Rumble and wins?
It's a little much. I agree. That's why Bobby should win.
Yeah.
I know. This is why Bobby should win. But you know, I wouldn't put it past him just to give it all to Brock, if possibly.
Shit. I mean, it's so much.
They've done it before.
I know.
It is a lot.
It's so crazy. Ugh.
But this is what's going to make it fun Saturday, tomorrow, a couple hours away.
Yeah.
It's going to be very interesting to see how it's all going to come together. And, like, the order of the matches, too, that's going to be really important. Like, I felt the women's Battle Royal Rumble was going to be first. Now I feel it might be the main event.
Well, if Ronda's coming back, it should be, right? But if it's – hold on.
It's tough.
How do you make it the main event, last match on the card, if Brock Lesnar is double booked? Like, Brock can't be in the Rumble and then wrestle a singles match and then also win that match against Bobby Lashley. That would totally bury Bobby. If Brock is in the Rumble, wins the Rumble, and then can still muster enough energy to beat Bobby Lashley in a championship match, like, that's crazy.
Well, I expect the championship matches will air before the Rumble matches.
Right.
Like, we'll see the men's championship matches before the men's Rumble. And the same thing, with Becky as well. We see Becky defend her championship before the women's Rumble. But we've seen before in the past where we've seen a Rumble start a show.
Yeah.
Could very well happen again.
I thought that's what they normally did with the two Rumbles. They have one start the show and one end the show. No?
I remember... Well, they've changed up every now and then. Like, sometimes they, like, have a match or two, then they have a Rumble, then a match or two, then a Rumble. But, yeah, they've done it before, too. Rumble, and then matches, then Rumble. The break in between is a good idea, but it all depends on how your Rumble is going to end up, too. Like, if you're going to end it with a surprise like Ronda, I mean, do you want to start your show like that? I don't know if you want to do that. I think you want to save that for the end.
Would be a fun way to start. That's the trend in wrestling these days. Give me your best shit at the beginning, and then the rest of the show's kind of a letdown. That's what all wrestling shows are like these days, aren't they?
Well, you can do that, but, I mean, 5-6 hours, it's going to be a lot of letdown afterwards. It's a long letdown after that.
Five or six hours?
At least you only have an hour usually after.
Oh, my God. Really?
Well, wait, it's a Rumble, right? So you got 2 hours guaranteed, right?
Ugh.
For two Rumble matches.
Oh, God.
And the rest of the matches, that might be another 2 hours right there.
Hmm. Was Roman the babyface in the main event promo tonight? Seth, you know, was just kind of berating Roman and bullying him and just verbally abusing him, telling him about all the times he beat him and it won't be personal when he takes a title from him. And Seth talking about how he turned his back on Roman and Dean Ambrose and hit them in the back with chairs. Like, Seth was the heel then and Roman was the babyface. Kind of reminding people of babyface Roman. And Roman says, "I'll never forgive you for what you did to us. I hate you." He says that to Seth. You know, he's like mad that he broke up this brotherhood, you know? And Seth says Roman's a joke. His cousins, his daddy, his uncle, they're all a joke. I mean, he's insulting his family, and Roman Reigns rightfully starts pushing Seth, and Roman goes for a Superman punch, but Seth ducks it and slides out of the ring. Felt like Roman was the babyface in this thing. I know they're both technically heels going in, but in this promo, Roman felt like the good guy.
Kind of. More of an anti-hero in a sense, because he said hate, and good guys aren't supposed to hate.
Nah.
So there's that.
I guess.
And the whole, like, pushing, like, if you're mad at somebody, you won't just push somebody. Like, you know, you hit them. Like, that seemed kind of lame that he did that a bit. I wasn't too impressed by this, because it just felt like this was a repeat.
I don't know.
Like, the one they did before was better than the face.
I like the push, because it's like, that's how you start a fight, you know, like a real fight that where you're really mad. You push somebody, and you're like, don't, like, shut up, or it's going to get serious. Like, the push is kind of the warning shot. No? I think it's like, it made it like, more real. I like the push.
It'd be better if they didn't, like, if Seth was talking, and then he pushed him, right?
Yeah.
But the fact that, you know, Seth talked, then Roman talked, and then I push you, like.
All right.
Like, doesn't seem like a baby face to me.
I guess not. I don't know. Michael Cole says Roman is an elite company. No one has held a major championship in WWE for more consecutive days than Roman, other than Pedro Morales, Bob Hogan. Backlund, Bruno Sammartino, and Hulk Hogan. Roman is in that group. The longest ever title holders in WWE go Pedro Morales, Bob Backlund, Bruno Sammartino, Hulk Hogan, and Roman Reigns. He's in that group.
Well, wow. We're only talking WWE champions, though. We're not talking about champions, period.
Yeah, but, you know, the big ones, the ones that matter.
Right.
Reign on top. I mean, Roman will never touch those guys because Hogan held it for, like, several years, I think. Bruno Sammartino held it for what, like 8 years? Yeah, Hogan held it for like 3-4 years. Bruno held it for like a long time, right?
I think Backlund was almost 5.
Yeah. Roman's not going to hold it for as long as those guys, but over 500 days, right? It is a long time.
For this era, yeah, it's crazy.
It is nuts.
He'll never be touched again anytime soon.
Cena held a belt for a long-ass time, didn't he?
I think it was like a year and a bit. That was about it.
And Punk, of course, ran with it for something.
400-something days, yeah.
Yeah, that was quite a run.
Yeah. But they made a big deal out of that, you know? Like, the fact that he had to be champion that long, it was kind of his thing. It was also to make up for the fact that he wasn't the main event, so.
Yeah.
He wasn't the main event, but at least he had that.
So our official predictions for the Rumble, John. I've got Brock Lesnar. I don't know how he's going to win. I think he loses to Bobby and goes in and wins. I think that's what they do. Because that's what WWE does. Brock has only won the Rumble once. You know what year he won the Rumble in, John? A little trivia question for you. Let's see. You're good.
I think it was 2003.
Yes. Damn, you're good. You are so fucking good. How did you know that?
Well, you got to think about when was Brock in WWE, like in the early years? Like, it didn't last long.
Yeah, that's true. 2003, Brock Lesnar won the Royal Rumble. You want a little Rumble by the numbers, John? Ringside Report, Wrestling Uncensored style?
Go ahead.
Okay. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 guys that are still competing in WWE that have won Royal Rumbles. Brock Lesnar won it in 2003. Rey Mysterio in 06. Randy Orton, a two-time winner, won it in 2009 and 2017. Edge, a two-time winner, won it in 2010, 2021. I don't think Edge will be in this year's Rumble, despite winning it last year. He's got a big match with his wife against Miz and Maryse. Sheamus will be in the Rumble. He won it in 2012. Of course, Roman Reigns, only one-time winner, won it in 2015. I thought he'd won it more times, but only once. Yeah, only once. Shinsuke Nakamura may be in the Rumble. He won it in 2018. Seth Rollins, I doubt, will be in the Rumble. He won it in 2019. Drew McIntyre, who won it in 2020, is he going to be in the Rumble?
I don't know. He's not going to win, so probably not.
25 of the 30 men have been announced for that one. So only 5 mystery participants to go. Angelo Dawkins, Montez Ford, Ray, and Dominic Mysterio. Austin Theory, Johnny Knoxville from Jackass, Sheamus, Damian Priest, AJ Styles, Big E, Happy Corbin, Madcap Moss, Sami Zayn, Kofi Kingston, Kevin Owens, Omos, Randy Orton, Riddle, Gable, Otis, Ziegler, Rude, Nakamura, Boogs, and Rick O'Shea, all announced for the Men's Rumble. So 5 men not announced. Let's throw Brock Lesnar in there at 26. 4 more. Who else? Maybe Drew. Why did they show that the Happy Corbin and Madcap Moss beating up Drew McIntyre? They recapped that to remind us that Drew McIntyre got beat up a month ago and he's injured. Why did they remind us of that before Big E and Kofi beat Corbin and Moss tonight? Why did they do that if Drew isn't going to be in the Rumble?
It's probably his WrestleMania match.
Against Corbin? Or Madcap?
Or both.
Yeah. New Day made quick work of them tonight. My match of the night, though, was another tag team match. A lot of tag team matches here tonight, playa. You had Big E and Kofi against Corbin and Moss. They won after the midnight hour. I like that finish. The match was, you know, what it could be. Rick Boogs and Shinsuke Nakamura over Jinder and Shanky. But my favorite match was the opener, Ridge Holland and Sheamus over Cesaro and Rick O'Shea. Ridge hit Cesaro with a headbutt using his masked face. He broke his nose, so he's wearing a hard face mask. And then he hit a slam after the headbutt to the face on Cesaro for the win. Not a ton of great matches tonight, but of the matches we saw, I'd say that was the best.
Yeah, I'll agree with you, but again, it's not because it was like an amazing match. It's just because nothing else was really that good.
Yeah. Jade Cargill picking up a win. Jade Cargill just beat Julia Hart, defended her TBS title, by the way. Sorry, go ahead.
Not surprised. But, you know, the Rumble is tomorrow, so not too surprising that maybe people are holding back for the big show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's where you want to do your best work. So give me some mystery guys for the Men's Rumble. I got Brock, right? We got 5 we need. Brock and?
Well, they always have like a flashback, you know, someone from the past.
Uh-huh.
They always have special things. So I'm thinking at least 2 of those.
I'll spell it out for you, John. JEFFJARRET.
He was on SmackDown the week prior. Yeah, yep. Sure. And I guess he apparently wrestled the last week, so sure.
Yep.
Okay.
Three
well,
more.
What about...
Help me out. What you got?
Well, I'll bring another guy who just apparently came back. He didn't wrestle, but I can see him wrestling this. Probably X-Pac.
All right. How about Matt Cardona?
Probably not, because he seems like he's involved in a lot of other things right now.
Yeah, but he's hot right now.
So,
be fun. Okay, not him.
Well,
I'm trying to come up with somebody fun. Give me somebody good. Somebody that make you go like, huh? Look at that, Jonathan Gresham. Like, give me somebody out of the ballpark. Somebody
he
weird.
He got COVID.
He does? Ah, oh, that's too bad. Wish him the best. PCO?
Yeah, it's too
give
bad.
Me something.
Jacques Rougeau? I know you're trying to do this whole Forbidden Door thing. Like, Jacques looks great, but it's probably not going to be Jacques.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's not going to be anyone from AEW. I know everyone's saying it's going to be like Cody Rhodes or something because he's a free agent. That's not going to happen. We've got to get over this.
Yeah, I don't think that'll happen. But anybody cool? Anybody that you would be excited about, John? Kazuchika Okada?
Honestly, the big thing is going to be X-Pac. I mean, I don't know if that's a big thing for you or many people, but that's... For WWE, they're going to make a big deal out of it, I think.
I like X-Pac. Will they do it, though? Because he is a friend of Triple H, and all those guys seem to be fired or excommunicated from the company. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think they'll do it. I mean, Shawn still wrestles. Shawn's still the coach, right, for NXT. So
Shawn Michaels, you're talking about, not Shawn Waltman.
Well, I could see him, you know, they like Shawn's.
Okay.
So they'll keep Shawn's around.
So we have five mystery guys for the Men's Rumble. Johnny North, we've got who? Brock Lesnar, X-Pac, Jeff Jarrett. Two more. That's fun. That's not bad so far.
We have people from NXT here, you know, Bron Breakker, Tommaso Ciampa.
How about Tommaso Ciampa? How about Walter?
I mean, Gunther.
Whatever. You know what I like about NXT, just for a second here, an NXT sidebar? The match that I think that they're building up for the world title is Gunther versus Bron Breakker, which should be awesome.
Not anytime soon. Like, no, it's not going to happen right away.
At some point, you figure they're going to do that for the title. And that should be awesome. I like Bron Breakker quite a bit. He's got presence. And, of course, Walter, Gunther, whatever, he's amazing. He's one of the best in the world. So they do have something. Yeah. You know, like, they have a big match that they could do that. I don't care who you are or what you think of the new NXT 2.0. That is a mega match.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about that. It's just the gimmicks. A lot of the gimmicks are kind of, like, bad.
Mm-hmm.
There, that's the problem. But that's actually, yeah, that's probably the only thing worth watching on NXT.
I watched a bit of NXT this week. I saw Bron Breakker do an in-ring promo with, I want to say Andrade, but I know I'm wrong. I don't know. What's his name? Who's the
Stefan
guy?
Andrade.
No, I know. Well, who's the guy? They got a guy, I think he speaks Spanish, you know? Wears a suit, talks. He's not bad. I don't know his name. You don't know who I'm talking about? Come on. He's like a Spanish guy in NXT. He's been like a champion.
I didn't see it.
Oh, you're killing me.
You watched the show.
Well, I know. I don't know what that guy's name is. You know what? Who cares? But it was a pretty decent promo. I liked it. What is that guy's name? It's not Angel Garza. There's a guy. He's got a whole group. He's got like a whole stable. He's one of their guys in NXT.
He used to be, I think, El Fantasmo, I think.
No, I don't know.
Now he's not, though.
Santos Escobar, maybe?
That sounds about right. That might be his new name, yeah.
I think it's Santos Escobar. But I'm not sure. Anyways, he did a decent promo. We still don't have any. So NXT guys, you think, fill out the Men's Rumble? All right. And John's got Brock winning. I've got Brock winning. And we both have Bobby winning somehow. How does Bobby beat Brock, though? How do they do that? While maintaining Brock looking strong.
There's ways. You just have a bunch of, you know, interference or something, you know, distractions. There's ways. You know, Bobby's not like that incompetent. Like, he can't like completely get destroyed by Brock. I mean, he looks amazing. I'm sure he can handle himself too. Yeah, that should be probably a really fun match.
Yeah. And then what do you do for Bobby going forward? Say Bobby beats Brock and he's the new WWE champion. What's his WrestleMania match?
Well, you know, I thought it would be Big E, but I guess since he's going to be on SmackDown, I guess, you know, by default, it's going to have to be Seth Rollins then.
Is there a babyface there? I mean, what?
Well, we don't seem to have babyfaces in any of these matches. Is Brock really a babyface? Like, I mean, kind of.
Kind of. Yeah,
you
know, I don't
know.
You
have heels against each other in these title matches, so it doesn't matter. Even in the Raw women's title match.
Yeah.
Just two heels.
I know. Becky and Doudrop, two heels. Roman and Seth, two heels. Brock and Bobby, kind of two heels. It's weird. It is weird. Becky will obviously beat Doudrop. There's no need to even mention that match. Like, what's the point? Edge and Beth Phoenix against Miz and Maryse. Edge and Beth should win, but
I don't know. I don't know.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know. It's one of those ones where it's like, it almost seems like it's for sure kind of thing. So this is the one where it's like, no, it's going to go the opposite way. I don't know. I'm going to say Edge and Beth, but I could be wrong on this one. This is just taking a guess.
Odds have Edge and Beth minus 800, Miz and Maryse plus 400. So Edge and Beth, pretty good bet. Pretty big favorites. Vegas knows, John. Vegas always knows.
Yeah, but
like the fact that Vegas is saying that Ronda Rousey's winning the Rumble and Brock Lesnar's winning the Men's Rumble. Although, you know, Ronda Rousey is an actual favorite. She's minus 250 to win the Women's Rumble. After that, it goes Bianca and Alexa Bliss. But the Men's Rumble, Brock Lesnar is plus 300. So he's not like a favorite. He's still kind of, it's plus money. You bet 100, you make 300 on Brock Lesnar. Whereas for Ronda, you have to bet 250 to make 100, right? So AJ Styles, he's plus 350. Big E plus 400. Roman Reigns plus 700. Kevin Owens plus 1,000. So Roman Reigns is a bigger favorite to win the Rumble than Kevin Owens. Big E, third favorite. AJ Styles, second favorite to win the Rumble next to Brock Lesnar. AJ Styles and Brock Lesnar, not a huge difference there. Brock plus 300, AJ plus 350. AJ winning the Rumble would be pretty good. You know, Brock beats Bobby, Roman loses to Seth, and AJ wins the Rumble and faces Seth as a babyface.
Well, to me, this is something that's very telling. They keep saying it all the time. They say it for the women's. They say it for the men's. Whoever wins the Rumble, main events WrestleMania. So, I don't know about you. I don't think the WWE Championship match, unless they're against the Universal Champion, that's not going to be the main event of either night. So, I feel like whoever wins, they're going to be facing the Universal Champion, Roman Reigns. Brock makes the most sense.
Yep. And he is the betting favorite to win. And like I said, Vegas usually knows. I don't know how they know, but they know. Vegas has Brock Lesnar plus 300, the odds-on favorite to win the Royal Rumble, Ronda Rousey minus 250, odds-on favorite to win the Women's Rumble, and that's where we're going to. Edge and Beth Phoenix minus 800 to win their match against Miz and Maryse. I figure they will win. It's enough already. They got to get their revenge. I think they win. I really don't care about this match. The build-up has been eh. It's had its moments, but after the first week, I was kind of over it. You know, the first promo or two, I was fine with it, but then after three or four promos, I got kind of tired of it.
Well, I said we didn't need this match whatsoever. I know they hyped it the last pay-per-view, but it's like, no, like I don't want to really see this. Like, do it on Raw or something. Thankfully, this isn't WrestleMania. This would have been a waste for Edge of WrestleMania.
What do you think they do with him at Mania?
It's a great question. It's tough right now. I don't know. There's not a lot of spots. I mean, I guess you could put him against, like, Bobby, I guess, for the WWE title.
Yeah.
Just really shows you there's not, like, a lot of options really on Raw. Edge would be the top babyface.
Yeah, they got nothing. Do they have a top babyface on Raw?
It's got to be Edge.
Big E is gone. He went to SmackDown. He was right. A top babyface. I thought he was most recent champion. I think Randy Orton might be the top babyface on Raw.
Well, if he wasn't in the tag division, I'd say that. And, you know, AJ Styles, like, if he wasn't just out of tag division, like, yeah. If they built him up, sure, but he's not there, you know?
Well, that's the Rumble, John. I think we've done the whole Rumble preview. We gave picks for the men's match and mystery entrance for the men's and women's matches, picked the winners. Pick the winners for the title matches. Six matches for the show tomorrow. Not a lot, announced because they have the Rumble matches, which will be long. So those will take up a long chunk of the time. There you go. Antoinette dropping a super chat says, is there call-in tomorrow? Thanks. Happy. Yes. We will be taking calls tomorrow after the Rumble. Give us your thoughts on the Rumble. If you are a member, members only. This is a perk for the members. We want to reward the members. If you have gone to join.ringsidereport.net and signed up, only $5 a month. You support the Ringside Report Network. You keep us going. Join.ringsidereport.net for the current members. You'll be able to call in tomorrow night after the Rumble. It'll be through a thing on your phone, and you call in, bada bing, bada boom, you're in. All right.
Should be fun.
There's the info. That's how you become a member. Go to the channel and sign up. Yeah, it'll be fun to hear from some people. Hopefully people call in and we hear from some people and we get their thoughts on the Rumble. It should be an interesting Rumble. I really hope I'm wrong about my predictions, though. You know? I hope I'm dead wrong about so much.
Well, I think no matter what happens, like, the Rumble usually is one of the most exciting events of the year in all of wrestling. So, mm-hmm. like, doesn't matter really who wins or loses, it's going to be really exciting to watch. The Rumble is usually one of the best events, just one of the best matches to see all year.
Yeah. Seeing Ronda will be good. I'll be happy to see Ronda. Seeing Brock win the Rumble would be kind of like, eh, lame, you know? But if Ronda is there, I'll be excited about that. I like Ronda. Even if, you know, the cat's out of the bag in a way and people kind of expect her to show up, I'll still be happy to see her. Even
if it's
not a
surprise. A lot of people in our chat say they don't think it's going to happen.
Well, that's possible. I mean, they might be right. They might be right. If Ronda isn't there, who wins the Rumble?
I think Bayley.
Yeah, I'd say yes. I'd agree with that. Or maybe Naomi. I don't know. The Women's Rumble. This will be the fifth ever Women's Rumble. Fifth ever. Can you name all four winners?
Asuka was the first.
Yeah.
Then it was Becky.
Yeah.
And then it was Charlotte, and then it was Bianca.
Wow, you're good. You're so good at this.
Bang well, on. When you live it, and you, I think we did post shows for all those shows, if I'm not mistaken.
I forget every single one of them. They're all okay. So forgettable. I don't remember. I mean, I know Asuka won one. I know Bianca.
The first one.
I know Bianca won last year, but the ones in between. I think I know Charlotte won one, but I don't know. I forget that one.
That's when Ronda debuted, was at that Rumble.
Nah. There you go. I don't remember these things. I really don't. You have a better memory for this stuff than I do. I don't know. I don't retain it. Some things in wrestling I retain, but I don't know. The winners of the Rumbles and this and that. Like, for the most part, if I look at a wrestler, I know if they've won the Rumble before, you know? But I can't tell you what year and the chronological order and stuff. Like, I know Roman has won a Royal Rumble. But if you ask me how many, I'd be like, I don't know, one or two maybe. When? I don't know. 2000-something. I'm not so good at that. You're better, is what I'm saying. That's why, you know? Naomi and Sonya Deville finally had their match tonight. They actually did it. And it was...
I wish I didn't.
Yeah, it was not good. Naomi had, like, no fire. She had no anger.
Oh, she was rusty. She was very rusty. It was very obvious.
But this is, like, months in the making. Sonya Deville's been screwing her over. This is finally her payback. Sonya hasn't wrestled in, like, 2 years. And Naomi comes in, and there's no, like, urgency. There's no rage. There's nothing. Naomi had no fire in this match. I was really disappointed. Naomi can hit the moves, but, like, she's nice and stuff. At the end, after she won, she showed emotion. But
right
during the match, it was not there. And the match was not very good. Naomi wins. Not great.
Well, I think what hurt was the fact that they knew they had to go through a commercial break So they're like, oh, well, let's just pace ourselves. But that was the wrong kind of attitude for this. This is a grudge match. You know, you start off House of Fire or something, or just like some intensity, you know, not this whole like, and you can do the delay like into the ropes, but after that, you got to get into it, not just bam into a headlock right away and just like sit on it. Like that, to me, I thought the crowd was clearly dead for quite a while.
Oh yeah.
And they came back a bit, you know. You know, Naomi can hit some good things, and like she has like a decent moveset, but like until you get to that point, it feels like nothing's really happening, and some things can come off really awkward too. Like, I don't know if you noticed that move that Sonya hit where it looked like she did like a suplex, and I thought Naomi countered, and they're like, oh, it looked like a DDT, and it's like, nope, apparently she like Sonya hit the move, even though it looked like she got spiked right on her head. Again, she was just really rusty, and
that move was
Naomi
awful.
Doesn't really.
What the hell was
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I don't. Even commentary didn't know what the heck was going on. Yeah. Like it's rough, but again, it's gonna happen when you haven't wrestled in a while. That's why they gotta do house shows. I don't know why they didn't practice this match.
It was very bad. It was a very bad match, and you know, for all this build for that match to happen tonight, ugh.
Well, the best part is it's over, and let's never do it again.
Well, we're going to do it again? What are you talking about? Naomi says she's in the Rumble, and then Sonya's like, oh, I'm in the Rumble too. So something's going to happen with them in the Rumble, and then they're going to have another match probably on SmackDown next week.
Well, if they can make up for it, I wouldn't mind it, but they got some work to do.
Sonya Deville has never been one of my favorites. And I wish Naomi had more fire. I wish Naomi could be meaner. That's always been the thing that she lacks. Like that kind of, like she's got great
killer
moves.
Instinct.
Yeah, but the killer instinct has never been there with Naomi. You never believe that she's mad. Ugh, and she should have been really mad at Sonya Deville tonight. And she just didn't seem to be. Then we had the Usos interviewed backstage. And then the Viking Raiders showed up. And they have axes. And they talked for a bit. And it led to nothing. There was no match between the two. I guess the Viking Raiders are the number one contenders, but they don't have a match announced for the Rumble. Maybe they'll be on the pre-show. What the hell was that?
Well, they're going to wrestle each other, right, for the tag titles. It's probably not going to happen tomorrow. It's probably going to happen, say there's a pay-per-view in 3 weeks. I mean, why don't just wait for that?
All right, fine. I mean, I really don't care. The Usos will beat the Viking Raiders. It doesn't matter. There's a guy in NXT who's the Usos' brother. Have you seen this guy?
I heard of him. I didn't see him.
Oh, my God. He looks exactly like them. He's another Uso. It's
okay.
Crazy. His name is Joseph Fatu. I think. He looks and talks. Yeah,
that's his real name.
Yeah, yeah,
What's his ring name?
His ring name is... No, wait. That's Jacob Fatu. Hold on a second. I'm looking for Joseph Fatu. Sifa Fatu. I think they're calling him Sifa Fatu? He's
Again,
got,
this
like...
is his ring name?
I don't know. He's got some sort of ring name. I'm going to get you a picture of him here. Solo Sikoa, maybe? Who is? I don't know which one he is. Solo. Yeah, Solo Sikoa. I got to show you this guy.
This is his ring name.
Yes, I think his ring name is Solo Sikoa. That's his WWE NXT name. He's in NXT. He's the Usos' younger brother. And he looks just like the Usos. He looks like he could be just the third twin. And he won a match against a guy in NXT this week. I saw this guy a bit this week, and I was like, what the hell? Look at this guy. Look at this, flying through the air like an Uso. He looks exactly like his brothers. I don't know why he's not in the bloodline. Look at this guy.
Well, he's a bit bigger, though.
I don't know. If you hear him talk, look at that. Tell me that's not Jey Uso, right? Look at that guy. Looks exactly like them. He's our younger brother. He's in NXT. They got to bring this guy up and put him in the bloodline. It's crazy.
Yeah, eventually, I think. I don't know if it's a big rush right now. I mean, it's a big group already.
I don't know.
Do they really need to add a new element to it right now?
I'm just saying, when they need an extra heater or whatever, another element to kind of put a wrinkle in the story, they got a guy ready. You bring this guy up and, you know, you can fool people that he's a third Uso. He is a third Uso. Uso means brother.
You say he's ready?
He's their brother. Huh? I don't know if he's right. I mean, he looked pretty good. He looked pretty good. He's going to be a star in the company, I'm telling you. Nobody in that family isn't a star at this point. They're going to do something with him. All right, Rick Boogs was on the show tonight. Sami Zayn started with a podcast, well, not a podcast, but an in-ring promo segment that he called a live podcast. It's In Zayn. So he's changed his Jackass-style show. That segment is now an interview segment where he's interviewing Jinder and Shanky. And Sammy's trying to put over how Jackass is not very popular anymore and Johnny Knoxville's stupid because Sammy's feuding with Johnny Knoxville as promotion for the Rumble, which is promotion for the new Jackass movie. Jinder and Shanky say Jackass is actually pretty popular in India and they're big fans. Sammy says, no, that's not true. Only yokels in Kansas City like Johnny Knoxville, right? Because they were in Kansas City. And this kind of went on for a bit, and Rick Boogs showed up, and I was actually happy to see him interrupt this because it was not good. This is not good. And I was like, Rick Boogs comes out, and usually I'm like, oh, God, Rick Boogs. But Rick Boogs comes out, and I was like, oh, thank God, this is over. Ouch. I mean,
I agree with you. Sure.
That's bad. Shinsuke Nakamura is with Boogs and he kicks Sammy in the face, and that was basically all Nakamura did, because we had a tag team match and Nakamura was not in it. He was on the apron. Sami Zayn was on commentary. At one point he gets off commentary and pulls Nakamura off the apron to the floor so that Boogs can't tag him. Doesn't matter because Boogs proceeds to beat Shanky and Jinder by himself. It's a nice vertical suplex on Shanky, who's like legit, like 6'10", almost 7 feet tall. The guy's gigantic. Nice vertical suplex and nice slam for the finish from Boogs. He's got some good power moves. He's annoying as all hell, and he does not sell. That selling that he did when Jinder was clubbing him in the back and he just started yelling and hulking up out of it, what the hell was that? Like, what in the... God, like, what? What was that? That was ugly.
I don't know. That's his way of hulking up, like you said. Like,
it sucked, though, right?
It's weird. I didn't think it was great, but I didn't think this match was particularly anything special or anything like that. To me, I just thought they were hiding Nakamura. I guess he's cleared from his, like, hand injury, but I guess much like Sasha, they didn't want to put him in too much risk, so they kind of hit him away in this match.
So that's it. He's still semi-injured, so he was in a tag match, but he didn't actually wrestle. He's the Intercontinental Champion, and he's been around.
You have the Rumble tomorrow.
Yeah, so he'll be in the Rumble. He's in the Rumble, right?
I think so. I don't know. I forget what you said. Yeah. If he said he was not,
he was actually announced tonight on Twitter from the WWE. Him and Boogs. Officially in the Rumble tonight. So he will be in the Rumble, but he didn't do anything tonight in the match. You were not impressed by the finish, though, from Boogs with the slam, like picking him up like that? Shanky? It's pretty good.
It looked nice. It took forever for him to actually slam him. I don't know why that took so long, but I guess it was for effect, whatever, just dramatic effect. But it was fine, but still, I mean, one move's not going to save a match.
Yeah, no, I think he's overall terrible, but I was impressed with a couple of the moves that he hit in the match. He seems very strong, but also a terrible wrestler and really, really annoying on the mic. But you got to give him credit. I mean, I think he sucks, but he's a strong guy. Pretty good.
Jacked. Well, the act's over. So, I mean, that's the most important part. People are reacting. And it's lasted quite a bit. Yeah, people react to it. It's probably one of the most over acts they have on SmackDown.
I guess they don't have a lot of over acts on SmackDown, John, because it doesn't really work for me. I don't know.
A lot of recurring acts, too, when you think about it. There's not a lot of things you see every week. We almost see these guys every week.
I don't know any Rick Boogs fans. I've never had a single person come up to me and say, you know who I like? That Rick Boogs. No one's ever said that.
Well, I'm sure hanging around enough kids, I'm sure he's got enough fans.
All right. What'd you think of Rampage? I saw some of it. I saw Jade Cargill beat Julia Hart. I saw the main event, the Jungle Fellas. The Jungle Fellas beat the Private Party, and then the Ass Boys came out and attacked them and held up the tag team belt. So the Jungle Fellas continue to be the jobber tag team champions in AEW. First, they defend against Johnny Hungy and his buddy there, Reynolds. And you know they weren't going to win, even though they should. And tonight, they defend against Private Party. And somehow you thought you couldn't get a step down from Private Party to be the next tag team challengers. You have Billy Gunn's Ass Boys, his sons, the Ass Boys. They are the new challengers for Jungle Man and Luchasaurus. God damn. Like, you see what I'm saying about the tag team titles being demoted to this jobber level? Like, it's an AEW dark tag team titles. You know how there's like the TBS championship and then the AEW Women's World Championship. There's a TNT championship and then the AEW World Championship for the men. And then this tag team title, it's almost like there's some other tag team championship that's the AEW tag team titles. And these are like the AEW dark tag team titles, except they're not. They're the main titles. They're just held by jabronis and being defended against strictly jabronis that wrestle on dark. While FTR, who's like a legit tag team in the division, they wrestled Arn Anderson's son and Lee Johnson. I think they beat them. I don't know. AEW's got some good tag teams. They got the FTR. They've got the Lucha Brothers. They've got the Young Buckaroos. They've got O'Reilly and Fish. They've got Santana and Ortiz. Like, there's an upper echelon of AEW tag teams. And then there's this lower rung of jabroni tag teams, and that's where the tag team titles are for some reason. I don't understand. The Acclaimed, you know, they're good. Anthony Bowens opened the night in a one-on-one match with Jon Moxley. Sting and Darby are a tag team, kind of, you know. And then you have this jobber-level shit with the Jungle Boys and all the other boys. It's like the kids' table. And they get to wrestle for the tag team titles for some reason. Literally the kids' table. It's the Ass Boys. It's just Billy Gunn's children wrestling now. I mean, what's next? It's ridiculous.
Well, again, you're just building up your tag champs to finally face like top tier contenders pretty much for on the pay-per-view. Like, I just wonder who...
If they can barely beat the Ass Boys and the Private Party, how could they be treated as serious beating anybody like the Bucks or the FTR or the Fish and O'Reilly?
But that's what makes it interesting is, like, if they ever face those guys, you'd think, yeah, they're going to lose now the tag titles.
Yeah, and they should. Because if they can barely beat the Ass Boys, it doesn't make any kind of sense that they could beat, you know, like, if you're just squeaking by this jabroni tag team, how are we supposed to believe that you could beat this strong tag team? And if you could beat the strong tag team in the same way that you could beat the Ass Boys, well, maybe this strong tag team is actually a jabroni tag team just like the Ass Boys. You know what I'm saying? It's got to make sense.
Yeah. Well, again, we'll wait and see how it all comes together. Like, it's still a slow build for these guys, so wait and see.
Cosmo Kramer, the ass boys. All right. What else happened on Dynamite or Rampage tonight? Anything? Anything you want to mention? Jade won.
Daniel Bryan was watching Moxley's match.
Yeah. Bryan Danielson. Whatever. So they'll wrestle at some point.
Right.
Hopefully not at the pay-per-view. Probably on Dynamite at some point over the next few weeks.
Well, I think it's going to be a slow build to that. Because we're probably going to have a promo against each other, one likely.
All right. 2 weeks in a row now. No movement on that story, right? Moxley has a match last week on Rampage. Brian looks at him. Moxley has a match this week on Rampage. Brian looks at him. Call me when they do something.
You'll be the first to know. Don't worry.
You know? That's my problem with AEW these days. It's like they've got these matches you figure they're going to pull the trigger on because they're obvious big-time money matches. And then they're not doing it, and they're going in all these other directions. I'm like, what happened? What happened? I feel like 2021, AEW was booked to perfection. 2022 is, like, just weird. I don't know what they're doing this year. But over the past month or maybe past couple of months, I've been like, what the hell is going on in AEW? Ever since that last pay-per-view, they've been going down this weird spiral.
Oh, wait and see what happens. Next pay-per-view is up soon.
All right. Thank you, John. John, what size do you wear? 13s?
14.
14s. Well, I'll tell you what, John. If you want to buy the pair of shoes that Roman Reigns was wearing on SmackDown tonight, it will cost you $441 in a size 14. Roman wearing the Jordan 4 retro Red Thunders tonight on SmackDown. I noticed those right away on his feet, looking real nice. These are the shoes that Roman Reigns was wearing tonight on SmackDown. Johnny, you could buy yourself a pair for $440 only right now. Pretty nice.
It's sneaker nice, news. But yeah, I'm not gonna spend that much on sneakers so much.
Well, that is your sneaker news for the night. That is your wrestling news for the night. Dana White was on Sneaker Shopping this week, a show that Roman Reigns has been on before. The New Day have been on. The Young Bucks have been on. Dana White, UFC president, on this week.
Shane McMahon.
Shane McMahon's been on Sneaker Shopping. Did you see Thanks. Those episodes? Have you seen those?
No, I just figure, you know, I think about sneakers, I'm like, well, Shane McMahon, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
He's the number one guy.
Yeah, he was on the show. With Joe LaPuma on Complex. I love that show. Sneaker Shopping. Yeah. And I love this show. Wrestling Uncensored.
Oh, by the way, Shane McMahon might be in the Rumble, they say. So there's another guy for you in the Rumble.
Oh. So maybe we don't get Tommaso Ciampa. We get Shane McMahon instead. Oh, my God. Are they setting up for another Shane McMahon WrestleMania match?
Who would he wrestle, though? That's a good question. Maybe Edge. Edge against Shane. That'd be interesting.
That would make a lot of sense, wouldn't it?
Not really, but whatever. They can make it make sense.
Just like, you know, because Edge needs a big match at Mania, and who is out there?
Well, I think there's other people they could have put him up against. Like, obviously, they did Seth Rollins already.
Yeah.
Thankfully, hopefully, we never see that again. But they could just go back to stuff again because they love doing rematches over and over.
Not for Mania. I'd like to see Edge and Kevin Owens for the U.S. title. I mean, that'd be fun.
Well, again, too, Edge and Rey Mysterio, I know it's a well-documented rivalry, friendship. I mean, nothing wrong with that, I think.
Do the Mysterios blow up in the Rumble? Do Dominic and Rey toss each other over the top rope? And do things happen between those two and they turn on each other? You think they ever turn on each other?
I mean, it's going to happen, but is it now the time? I don't know about it. Like, is now the year we need to see Dominic versus Rey at WrestleMania? Have they really run its course with that tag team already? Seems a little soon.
Yeah, I don't think that they have. Shout out to Lil Fettuccini 69. Shout out to Naresh watching us on Facebook. Shout out Harold Schneider. Thank you, Harold. Thank you, Antoinette. Antoinette, you are the Super Chat leader tonight. Thank you. Franco316, shout out to you. Shout out to everybody tuning in live tonight. Paul M, he wants Kevin Owens or AJ Styles to win the Rumble. I do too, Paul. I do too. Silent by Deadly, thank you, Silent. Thank you, Harold. Roshan, shout out to you checking us out as well. Ryan Katz, everybody that chatted tonight, thank you for checking in with us. Especially big thanks to Antoinette, who is the Super Chat leader of the night. And shout out to Harold and Silent by Deadly for dropping Super Chats tonight as well. Don't forget to become a member. Go to join.ringsidereport.net. If you want to call in tomorrow night right after the Rumble, you need to become a member. So if you're not a member already, sign up right now. Go to join.ringsidereport.net and you'll be able to give us a call after the Rumble and let us know what you think about the show tomorrow night. Come on the show. Talk to Johnny and I about your thoughts on the Royal Rumble on a Saturday night. The Royal Rumble, Saturday. Don't forget, it is tomorrow night, Saturday night, January the 29th, Royal Rumble. And we'll be on right after the Rumble. As soon as the Rumble's over, come here. And if you want the notifications, you can like this video, subscribe to the channel, and when you subscribe, click the bell so you get the notifications to know when we're on, when we go live. That way you'll know when we are live tomorrow night after the Rumble. But if you're watching the Rumble, you'll know because the Rumble will end and then you come here and we'll be here. It's pretty simple, right, John? That makes sense. Makes sense to you? Makes sense to me.
I mean, we're pretty much 24 hours away because you'd expect hopefully the Rumble ends around this time.
Or earlier. I would hope that it would end earlier than this time, John. I hope it ends around, you know, 10.
I think you're wishing, but okay. Yeah, good luck.
Come on. I'm getting older, John, and I have less energy to stay up as late as I used to, you know?
Just being realistic here. Like, if we get 11:30, I think that's the best case scenario.
Oh, I'm going to get that coffee going, John. I'm going to be drinking lots of coffee tomorrow night to stay awake for the Rumble. Hopefully the WWE gives us a good show and they help us out a little bit on that front. All right, thank you everybody for tuning in. We appreciate you, and don't forget to tune in tomorrow night for the Royal Rumble right here on the Ringside Report Network.